might forsaken all her wicked courses, which empties our police courts and abolishes divorces.
Divorce is nearly obsolete in England.
No tolerance we show to undeserving rank and splendor, for the higher his position is, the greater the offender.
That's a maxim that is prevalent in England.
No peeress at our drawing room before the presence passes, who wouldn't be accepted by the lower middle classes. Each shady dame, whatever be her rank, is bowed out neatly.
In short, this happy country has been anglicized completely. It's pretty surprising what a thorough exercise would be. The point about control is quite another land. In the enterprise of the machine, single men and robots could be dutifully up to our motherland.
We have beautified, we've done it willy-nilly, and all that isn't Belgrave Square is Strand and Piccadilly.
We haven't any slummeries in England.
We solved the labour question with discrimination polished, so poverty is obsolete and hunger is abolished.
We are going to abolish it in England.
The Chamberlain, our native stage, has purged beyond a question of risky situation and indelicate suggestion. No peace is tolerated if it's costumed indiscreetly.
In short, this happy country has been anglicized completely.
Our peerage we've remodeled on an intellectual basis, which certainly is rough on our hereditary races.
We're going to remodel it in England.
The brewers and the cotton lords no longer seek admission, and literary merit meets with proper recognition.
As literary merit does in England.
Who knows what we may count among our intellectual chickens, like you, an Earl of Thackeray, or perhaps a Duke of Dickens. Lord Filers and Viscount Miller, when they come, we'll welcome sweetly.
In short, this happy country has been anglicized completely.